You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you're out and getting your weekend started. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning, otherwise you better be well into it, because these summer weekends go fast. Holy crap, we're already near the end of June on this thing, and it seems like we, you know, earlier this week we were waking up to 49, 50 degrees still.
Yeah.
So we had this really warm snap, and then it's now back to Michigan reality.
But welcome to Michigan.
Yeah, I kind of like it, though. You know, I mean, I don't mind a cool morning, and that it gets much above 80. That's just not, I don't know. I just don't like it that hot.
It's hard to work outside.
Yeah.
Hey, for those of you listening on the East Coast on the big WOND in Atlantic City, hit us up on Facebook and tell us what your weather's like out there, because that's a beautiful piece of shoreline you're on, and some of the recipes we've got coming up in a little bit are gonna hit home for you. This thing's largely based on wood. I hauled another load of logs to the mill this week, which is always scary.
Yeah, what are you making now? I thought you were.
You know, I've just got all this hickory and oak that I keep cutting down, and I'm just gonna start milling it and stacking it and letting it air dry.
Yeah,
and then I hauled in my tops to Tontin Lumber, and they're milling them. Well, they probably have them done for me Monday or Tuesday. So that beautiful island you made for me, I'm gonna finally have a top.
Cool.
That's not a steel case. Desktop.
Yeah, right. But it's functional at this point.
Yeah, it's going to. So I'm anxious to see a butcher block on there. And
yeah.
I'll either like it or I won't.
Well, it's the cool part.
If Maureen doesn't like it, if I get your name for Christmas, you're getting a cutting board.
Right, yeah.
And maybe three of them.
Get yours, maybe you'll get a quartz top for your island.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Yeah, so cooking with wood planks, Jop, what do you know about that?
Well, I've done a little bit of it. It's usually around fish for some reason. I don't know why, but my mind gravitates to fish when I go to
That's the most common.
Cooking with a plank. But, you know, I think you could probably use it for other things. But the fish is delicate, and it doesn't take direct heat well.
Well, and so, you don't have to flip it. That's the best part for
me. Yeah, exactly. So can you go to the lumber yard and just buy a cedar shake
shingle?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's where I was going.
Cheap.
Is that you don't need to go to the grocery store and buy one of these little four packs for $10.99, which has four little cedar planks in it, because, brother, cedar is cedar is cedar. Now, don't get something that's stained or pre-treated, but if you get a raw piece of cedar, a shake is perfect because it's thin enough that In your note here, Bob, that I see is that you want to bake it on both sides before you use it.
Well, you can. You can lightly toast it over the fire if you have a thicker piece. And, like, I'm thinking if you're going to do steaks or pork chops are really good on them. But it's just another flavor profile you can add to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you have to do it. It's just kind of fun to do things differently. You and I have done plenty. I know what your favorite cedar shake event was.
Sure, yeah, we were at Houghton Lake. That was a lot of fun. It's you know, this is part of, Bob will tell you, I mean, he's told every, if you've listened for a while, I like the presentation as well as I like the actual taste itself. And we had a lot of fun with these cedar planks, where we actually cut them in half and we put little fillets on them that were maybe 4 or 5 inches long.
Yeah,
right, salmon chunks,
1 pound chunks.
Yeah,
maybe
1 pound chunks, because we were going to be giving them away to people at this event. And it was in the middle of the winter. But the cool part is they were coming off the grill when the salmon was done. The plank was burning.
On the edges that didn't have fish on it.
Right. So you had them in the tongs, and you were pulling them off the grill and pushing them toward people in the air, and there's a flame coming off their food.
It's like bananas flambé.
Right, yeah. So, you know, you just give it a breath and blow out the flame, and then you ate this wonderful salmon, and the salmon wasn't burned. It was the edge of the board that was on fire. But yet you still got this nice cedar smoky taste. And when you get a soft flesh protein like fish, it takes smoke really well. But you don't want to overdo it, because you'll go from really tasty to bitter in a not too difference in time frame.
Yeah.
There.
I noticed when that happened, when you started serving it, all of a sudden you started speaking with like a French accent. So
yeah,
I'm not
right.
sure where that came from. But that was weird.
Yeah.
Keep a spray bottle around, which we didn't know at the time.
Right.
This is a new addition to our notes. So if you do that, seriously, you might think of whatever flavor profile you're doing and get a spray bottle and pour a little real lemon juice in it with the water,
yep.
so that you can add a little citrus to it, which might be a nice touch. Or you could put some cedar sap in there if you really want.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that. But so when you do this, if you're doing, let's say you're doing fish, season your fish and then put some oil on it.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend the oil
right.
in particular. Now, I do it a little differently than you. I like to take the, if it's salmon or any fish, I like to take the skin off it so that that cedar soaks through into the meat.
Right.
And I get grossed out by salmon on a plank if that white stuff forms. It looks like brains or whatever, that slime that comes out. And I like to cut the mud vein out of it anyway. Just
well, sure. That's just prepping it before you cook
being
it.
Being picky, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? There's something. There's a lot to be said about that because it's the same way I was cutting up that roast. If you heard me talking in the last segment, I made a venison roast, and I made jerky out of it. But the reason that the jerky did turn out as well as it did, and it wasn't perfect, I get it, but is I took all the silver skin off. I cut all the tendons and the tissue that wasn't just muscle meat out of that thing so you don't get that bite where you got to rip it in your mouth to get it chewed up, or you chew it for 3 minutes and you got a wad of crap in your mouth before you swallow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that, and it's the prep.
Yep.
The mud vein, same thing with a piece of salmon.
Yep.
You cut that out of there, you're going to lose a little flesh getting to it? Absolutely. But what's left is much better.
You know, I used to do that on venison, and I stopped after a while because I got lazy.
Yeah.
And I realized
it was a lot of work.
Well, it was. And then I started not doing that, and I noticed with venison, unlike beef, the venison jerky, some of that extra stuff in there seemed to almost change character, and it wasn't a big issue for me like I was anticipating it to be, and I felt like I was really wasting, because it's hard to take off.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was wasting a lot of meat. So
yep.
I quit doing that altogether, and I'd have to say, honestly, it turned out with venison pretty good. Now, with beef, I'm still going to carve a lot of that stuff off
right.
there, because that does not want to behave properly at all on jerky.
My tip there is a fillet knife that is very sharp, because basically what you're doing is that silver skin that's on there, or anything that you're trying to cut out of the piece of meat, beef or venison, you want to be pretty, you want precision, because if you don't, you're going to be wasting it. In a small, narrow tip knife, you can get in and do your work easily, but make sure it's the dull knife that cuts you. We've said this 100 times.
Yes.
Make sure your knife is as sharp as you can get it,
yes.
because your job will be a lot easier.
And have the motion going away from you, not at your gut.
Right.
Is that
yeah.
a good idea?
No sawing.
So
you just push through stuff.
So right? Let's say you're a bear hunter and you've got some bear meat in the freezer from last year. Great.
Give it to your neighbor.
No. Great time right now to get that stuff out and smoke it, because that makes awesome jerky. Real low and slow. Take a lot of time to really reduce that fat, because there's a lot of fat. And that can turn into some great, wonderful jerky for you.
Maybe I've never had that before, because I've never eaten a piece of bear that I thought is like, holy cow, that's great, I got to have another one. I've tried it a couple times, but maybe I'm eating it from the wrong
guys. A lot
guys.
Of people don't know how to prepare it, like with anything.
Right.
And, yeah, let's get out of here.
All right. Clean up your act before you marinate. Maybe a little chicken, maybe a little beef. Stick with us. We'll be back.